Shapes of Galaxies Hosting Radio Loud AGNs with Z-LEQ1, by X.C. Zheng et al. Links between the properties of Radio Loud Active Galactic Nuclei, RLAGNs, and the morphology of their hosts may provide important clues for our understanding of how RLAGNs are triggered. In this work, focusing on passive galaxies, we study the shape of the hosts of RLAGNs selected from the Carl G. Jinsky Very Large Array Cosmic Evolution Survey, VLA Cosmos 3 GHz Large Project, and compare them with previous results based on the first data release, DR1, of the LOFAR 2-meter sky survey, LOW TSS. We find that, at redshifts of between 0.6 and 1, high luminosity, L1.4 GHz is greater than or equal to 10 to the power of 24 WHZ1, RLAGNs have a wider range of optical projected axis ratios than their low redshift counterparts, which are essentially all found in round galaxies with axis ratios of higher than 0.7. We construct control samples and show that although the hosts of high redshift RLAGNs with the highest luminosities still have a rounder shape compared with the non-RLAGNs, they on average have a smaller axis ratio, more elongated, than the local RLAGNs with similar stellar masses and radio luminosities. This evolution can be interpreted as a byproduct of radioluminosity evolution, namely that galaxies at fixed stellar mass are more radioluminous at high redshifts, artificially increasing the radioluminosities of local galaxies. Z is less than or equal to 0.3, by a factor of 2 to 4 can remove the observed evolution of the axis ratio distribution. If this interpretation is correct, then the implication is that the link between AGN radioluminosity and host galaxy shape is similar at Z12 in the present-day universe. This was Shapes of Galaxies Hosting Radio Loud AGNs with Z, LEQ1, by X.C. Zheng et al.